Hi, everyone, and welcome to yet another really special Talking Islami episode. Derek, welcome.
Hey, Dana, how are you? Nice to meet you.
Finally. yes, it's very nice meeting you. And, you know, for those of you who didn't see the series of comments on the YouTube channel, it was like you shared something really nice, how you're doing better. And then I was like inviting you and you're willing to come. So thanks so much for this. And I want to start with what has become my first question to guests is like, how did you come across the channel?
Yeah, so at the start I was just Googling insomnia and I can't sleep like literally 1,000 times. And then I went to YouTube and I probably discovered Martin Reed first. I kind of started watching his videos first, just the whole CBT thing. And you know, I tried that for a while and that just wasn't going anywhere. And then thank God I discovered your videos and like I just binge watched them really. Like yeah, they're fantastic. Like, I mean, they're so educational and it just went from there really, you know, started putting it to practice. Like,
so glad you found it. And you know, speaking of the whole journey, so yeah, just tell us a little bit about, we'll start where, how did it all start?
Yeah, so basically November of last year, my father passed away. It was in the middle of November. So I suppose, like, obviously I was grieving, so, you know, you're going to have trouble sleeping anyway, but it was kind of going on for a bit. And like, we were going into December and my thoughts, I suppose, were kind of making it, you know, the whole rabbit hole thing. Like, I was kind of saying, okay, well, you're on 2 days went to 3 nights, you know, if 3 nights went to 4 nights, I say, okay, something's, what's going on with me? Like, you know, I mean, you know, I was always someone who slept so much before the insomnia. Like, I mean, I didn't even give it a second thought, like so many other people, I suppose. But yeah, it was just getting worse and worse. And you know, that's when I kind of thought, okay, I don't know what's going on here. I didn't know anything about it. You know, like everybody, anytime I tried to learn something, it was like sleep hygiene. And I was all over the place. I remember I went, the first port of call was my doctor, I suppose. And he just prescribed sleeping pills. He said, just look, you're grieving, your sleep will get back on track. Just these tablets, you know, take them for a while, your sleep will get back on track. It didn't, obviously. I always think with sleeping tablets, you can't take them for too long anyway. They actually make you feel worse than if you didn't get sleep. So it was back to the drawing board. Was Googling again. It just got really bad. Like, it was, I remember New Year's Eve and just lying in bed and like there was fireworks going off outside and I literally had the pillow over my head and I was literally on the verge of tears, really. My partner didn't know what was wrong with me. She just said, look, you're thinking about it too much, which was true. Like, you know, but to anybody who hasn't really experienced it, you know, it's hard to explain. Like, you know, and then yeah, I think it got the worst was I was at work. I went to work one day and the night before was just the most awful night ever. Like, I had such bad anxiety, really bad anxiety. I didn't get a wink of sleep. I came into work the next morning and I was so depressed and down. You know, I had work colleagues saying, Derek, well, you know, what's wrong? Are you okay? Like, and I said, yeah, I can't sleep. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know what's going on here. And I remember going home sick that day. I literally went home and I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to think. I said, how am I gonna, you know, cause as a human being, like your instinct is okay. I need to problem solve. I need to say, but how am I going to start out this issue? How am I going to get back on track? So then I thought I was getting places. I arranged to meet a CBT therapist. I said, okay, this CBT, it's the only scientifically proven method of overcoming insomnia. I said, okay, you're on the right path there. He was a nice guy. I met him for an hour. Pretty much told me everything that I had learned myself already by Googling about CBT, because I would be one of these people who would try to get as much knowledge as I can about something as I, you know, as I learn it. Like, so he was telling me like that, you know, he was telling me about the stimulus control, about getting out of bed, you know, if you can't sleep within the 20 minutes. That was okay. I could, in my mind, I could say that I could do that, you know, if needs be, but the sleep restriction thing just threw me completely off. Like, he was telling me that, okay, how many hours are you sleeping on average at the moment? I said, I suppose, I don't know, 3 to 4 hours. So he said, okay, he says, so you need to go to sleep at 1 a.m. and you need to get up at 5 a.m. and see how that, and see how that goes. So, like, I didn't even attempt that. Like, I mean, I thought, okay, that's madness. This, you know, how is that going to get me out of this slump? So I actually, after going in with such hope, I left our meeting, like, and I just thought, oh God, this, I'm still not, you know, this still isn't doing it for me. I don't know what's my next hope, like, you know. And that's basically then when I discovered your videos, and I bought the books, and I said, okay, this guy knows what he's talking about. So yeah, things got better. Yeah,
it's perfect. You know, a place to take a little pause. Like, thanks for sharing the story. And now we're in, where are we in now, time wise? This is like February, March, or where are we now?
As in, so like, since I first got it, is it?
Yeah, like, let's say you started, you found my channel, and when was that?
I found your channel, I think it was in February.
In February.
Middle to late February. Because, yeah, December and January were just, they were just horrible months. I discovered your videos, and I started, you know, the whole Nasho philosophy, you know. The first thing I did, obviously, was I bought the book, Set It and Forget It. And that was just, it was just fantastic. You know, it just, what I thought was, you know, this minefield just was simplified in a matter of pages, you know what I mean? That it wasn't this, okay, it's not this big, great, like, mystery, like, you know. And that was great. Then I bought This Is Nasho. And, you know, and it's like, even though I was kind of having, I was supposed to, at that, like, very, very quickly after buying books, I would say that I wasn't really struggling. I think when I adopted the, you know, the methods and stuff, that the sleep started to improve. But then, of course, I started getting a lot of speed bumps, and that kind of swayed me again. I was kind of saying, okay, what's going on now? Like, I mean, I thought I knew everything now, you know.
And so, yeah, no, thanks for sharing this. And, you know, super glad. I was just going to say that I was so glad when you said that, immediately started reading, started, don't forget it. Things started clearing up. That makes, I'm so happy to hear that. And I just want to think about for a second, is there anything I want to ask more about, you know, the period kind of before of the struggle there? I just want to, this is just for the community so they get a sense of it. But did you also go through this rabbit hole of, like, gadgets and supplements and those type of things?
Everything, yeah. Everything you can think of, yeah. I used to have my little cocktail at night was CBD oil and melatonin, and I would then, like, I'd have Headspace, you know, the app Headspace. I would have that ready with the headphones by the bed, so I would take the supplements, and Headspace has a whole section on sleep. And they would, you know, sleep stories and all this kind of stuff. And I would, you know, it worked a few times, but then just like everything else, when you're trying, you know, it stopped working. And like I used to do ridiculous things. I remember there's an exercise on Headspace that if you can't sleep in bed, they tell you to get out of the bed and to walk across the room. And each time you get to the end, walk back again, but each time do it slower, until you start feeling drowsy and you go back into bed again. Absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, absolutely ridiculous. I mean, if any neighbor or anything saw me, there's a really odd person walking from the end of the room to the other. Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's honestly, it's so nice that, you know, we both, I mean, especially you, but, you know, we can laugh at this point, but at the same time, it's like when you hear that and you imagine someone has trouble sleeping and they're trying this, it's kind of it really messes with your mind when people tell you things like that, which is sad. But anyway, you went down that path, of course, like so many others, and you started reading the book, things became clearer, but then you had these kind of setbacks. And was it to a point where you thought you were kind of like in a hopeless place and you thought, oh my gosh, this is not working at all? Or was it still that you saw it was a speed bump, but you saw that you're on the right path?
To be fair, since I read Set It and Forget It, ever since I read that book, I never ever tried supplements again of any kind. I stopped with the Headspace. I never went back on any of that. Like I really did follow it to the letter. It's just, when I had the book and I started sleeping better, I basically thought that that was it for me, that I was going to, my sleep is back. Yes. I don't have to worry about it anymore. But yeah, then the first few speed bumps, you know, they were okay. I might not sleep for a few nights. And I think those were the times then that I put questions into you in open class. They were the times that I was dealing with the speed bumps. And like the very last speed bump I got was probably the worst one. That was probably the first time that I actually started kind of doubting myself, because it was like four nights repeatedly of really poor sleep, you know. But I always, to be fair, I always through all of it, I always kind of, in the back of my mind, I kind of said, right, do nothing, don't react to it in any way, just, you know, take it in your stride and it'll get back on track itself, you know. And it does, like, you know, you really, like, I'm responding to people in the comments section, like, you know, because, you know, and it really is, it's as easy as that, like, don't react to it and it will come back itself. Now, obviously, when people are in the struggle, you know, that's obviously more intense. And that's going to take a bit of time to get out, you know, befriending wakefulness and all that. But I think the speed bumps, yeah, like, I mean, just don't do nothing, which you said to me yourself, like in open class. Yeah.
And and by the way, I just want to sneak this one in here that I was so grateful to you, Derek, and everyone else who's like helping in the comment section. That means so much. And now, yeah, and by the way, you know, roughly like that kind of last speed bump, which was very intense. When was that?
That last speed bump, I'd say was, what are we now, November 7th? I reckon it was about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
So, but like, I would still have like on and off bad nights, like, but it never stopped me from doing things that I liked. Like, I mean, I remember going away for a couple of nights at the weekend, and I remember being in a hotel. I didn't sleep at all one night, but carried on the next day, didn't let it affect things, you know, and that was the end of that. That it went away. I started sleeping better again. So I went on holidays to Spain. Actually, that was about a month ago. I said, right, this, you know, this will see. I'll see where I am now and things here. You know, I'm going away to Spain now for a couple of weeks, and I had probably two or three bad nights over there. I remember one night I didn't really sleep at all, and the next day we were actually doing a day trip. You know, it did not stop me from having, you know, from going on the day trip and, you know, having a great day. As I said, I was commenting on a person who put a comment on there earlier, and I said that I didn't sleep last Friday night, and I went out Saturday for, you know, just for a meal, for a few drinks, because it was my partner's birthday. But as I said to him, I never let them stop me from having a good day the next day. No matter how bad I, you know, how tired I was or how bad I felt.
Absolutely. It's so wonderful to hear this. And you know, I just want to say this to everyone that's tuning in here that, you know, to me, like I call these episodes success stories, but I know that word is tricky because oftentimes it seems like success is, you know, sleeping a certain amount or sleeping well, which really isn't the case, because when we make that a goal, we have some trouble. But to me, success is when, you know, when you're kind of, you're okay having some struggle, you're okay having a night where you don't sleep much, and you see that it doesn't have to derail you. You can still have a nice day and et cetera, do all the things that are meaningful to you, because then that leads to where I sense that you are at, Derek, where, you know, you're not bothered by the struggle anymore. It doesn't really exist anymore. And then everything nice follows, including sleeping better and better. But does that make sense to you, Derek?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's all, like, insomnia, full stop, is a struggle. That's a full stop. It's, you know, it wants to make you feel, you know, crap about yourself and, you know, negative. It wants to ruin your day. You know, if you've had a bad night, it wants to ruin your day. And that's, you know, that's when it's got you. Then if you give in to that, you know, if you stay in bed, or if you don't do something you were going to do, you know, before you had the bad night, you know, you're giving into it. Then I think, as I said, like, what was the way I said it? Like having a bad night, like it is bad. Like it's like being hungover the next day, but you don't have to let your brain know that.
Right.
You know, like that's the way I kind of look at it. You know, you don't have to let that know that. You don't have to let the brain know that.
That happen, yeah, absolutely. And now I'm thinking, like, if there's, I have, like, you know, I of course want to ask you this final question of, like, how you want to relate to yourself. But I'm just, before I let you go, I just want to ask, see if there's anything I'm missing. But I think we covered it, like, well. So yeah, let me just ask you this one then. So it is the, which has become my last question to I guess, which is, if you would, you know, think about Derek, you know, like where you were at, let's say in, you know, January or something like that. And if you could talk to yourself, what would you tell yourself?
Oh yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, it's hard looking back on it, how bad it was in January, you know what I mean? And like, I must say as well, like, I mean, for people who have, like, for people who've struggled, like, for years, you know, some, you know, for some people I've heard for 20 years or something, you know what I mean? Such, like, respect for them, like, you know, still being here today and all this kind of stuff, you know, because they didn't have access to, like, your videos, you know? But I would have just said, you know, don't think about it so much in your head, definitely, because when you're in the struggle, like, it's literally every day, all day, it's all you think about is just sleep, sleep, sleep. It's all you Google on your phone. I would say first stop Googling it straight away, you know, just try and be a bit more positive, know that, you know, all this pressure you're putting on yourself, you know, be a bit more kind to yourself. Like, I know you're always saying that, and it is true. Like, you know, cause you beat yourself up so much about it. You say, oh, you know, why aren't I sleeping like everybody else? Like, I used to get, like, my partner would be snoring next to me in bed, like, and I used to just get, oh God, you know, she's having such a good sleep now, and here I am just lying here, like, you know, I used to get so frustrated. That, you know, that's pretty much it. It's just mindset, you know. But when somebody doesn't know what to do, and it's a very lonely place, you know, and like when you're reading absolute rubbish like that, you know, sleep hygiene and, you know, have a cool bedroom and all this kind of stuff, it's just, you know, that just makes you worse. You know what I mean? All that stuff is just making the whole problem a lot worse. And like, even so, you know, even I've seen sleep experts, like, you know, on YouTube and stuff, and they're saying the same stuff, you know what I mean, about, you know, all these sleep hygiene. Nobody's ever kind of gone, you know, into the actual mind like you have, you know what I mean? And I always thought, even with CBT, that CBT has way too much rules, you know, for it to be a real way of, you know, freeing yourself from a struggle. Like, you know, this sleep restriction, you're trying to get rid of sleep deprivation by creating more sleep deprivation, you know, it's completely.
Absolutely. Totally hear it. And I think, you know, for different people, it becomes different things that becomes kind of that, what leads to like leaving the struggle. But for many, like I hear from you, is that when you see that I can still do things that are meaningful, that are fun, I can still live my life. And then that kind of overshadows that struggle and can be so helpful. So, and by the way, I want to ask you, you said like your peer is next to you, or your
partner.
Okay. I didn't hear that. I was like, maybe I can learn a new word, but it was just very, very well. And you're in Ireland, by the way, right?
I'm in Ireland now. Yeah. So it's 8:20 here now. Yeah.
Exactly. And I was just going to say, I think you're first guest from Ireland. So
I think we definitely need some sleep coaches in Ireland as well. Cause, you know, like even when you're going through, when I was going through, but the amount of people that actually are sleeping bad today, you know, is frightening. Like, I mean, you know, I've got a few people who I work with, like, who are always saying, you know, I got like 2 hours sleep last night, you know, and I'm like, oh, you need to check out this guy on YouTube, you know, Daniel Larson, he's the man. But you have to put in the effort too, you know what I mean? It's no good just watching a video and then, you know, 2 days later, I'm going to take a sleeping tablet tonight, you know, and, you know, that'll get me through tonight. You know, you do have to commit to it, you know, like, you have to try it, but not try it, you know, in that kind of sense, like, but, but like, as well as getting past the struggle and stuff, it's very interesting as well. I found it very interesting, the whole, you know, that, you know, the human body is made of a lot more resilience than we thought, you know what I mean? Like that, I would have never thought in a million years, like a year ago, that I'd say like, can't sleep in 4 days, I'm not going to function. You do, like, you know, you get up the next morning, you get through your day, you know, you do your work or whatever, you know. You do get through the days, like, and it's always harder at the start. That's what everything in life. But you know, as I said to people in the comment section, it can't not get better if you, you know, just keep, you know, not giving to the struggle. Like it's as simple as that. Like, you know, I think everybody, I did it at the start when I was first, you know, when I was first struggling. It's just people make way too much of it in their heads. They say, oh, you know, I'm not doing this. Okay, I need to do that. You know, I need to, no. The book says, you know, you need to do that. You know, we just make way too much of it. Like, I spend so many nights in the kitchen just reading just boring stuff, you know, and then just like, I when I was doing the CBT, like I used to be down in the living room. And I would be looking at the clock like, okay, I can't go to sleep yet. No, I need to go. I'll just read this now for another while and then go up to bed at 12 o'clock. I mean, my partner, she thought I was going mad. Like I says, no. I said, I need to be in bed now at 12. And even if I sleep bad, I'm going to be up at 6 the next morning. You know, she was really worried about me. She said, because I would be a very energetic person usually about the day, you know, love life and all this kind of thing. But like she said, like I just completely changed as a person for those few months, you know, just I was depressed, I suppose, you know, and I just saw no way out in my head. I couldn't find a way that I was going to get through this, you know.
Exactly. I think that's exactly what gets you, is that, you know, we're designed, as you said, like for problem solving. And then when like the problem solving is the problem, we just get deeper and deeper into it. And then of course we don't see a way out because it's so hard to see it. And what you just said, I think that's so important. I will echo with so many people that hear this, that, you know, you feel like you're not yourself. And even other people say you're not yourself. And
completely, yeah. It is an epidemic. Like sleep deprivation is an epidemic. Like, I mean,
yes,
that's ridiculous.
Now you led me into a direction of, and this is another one of my kind of favorite questions, which is like, do you find that this whole struggle and leaving the struggle and seeing it for what it is, etc., do you feel that it has taught you things that are applicable to like other areas of life?
Oh, it would definitely. I mean, like it shows you how powerful the mind is. you know, and how dangerous the mind can be if you let it be, if you let it be, you know what I mean? Obviously they go hand in hand with anxiety, you know what I mean? And you see a lot of people with PTSD, like having sleep issues and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, like, I mean, it's incredible how complex the mind is. Like, basically, like, what started off as a couple of bad nights for me escalated into something where, like, I became, like, depressed. I didn't know what was going on. I was completely lost. I became a different person. And, like, it only took, like, a few bad nights to make it like that. And, like, a long journey. Like, it like, that's the thing about insomnia. It takes so little time for it to start, but it can take a while for it to stop then. And it can take a very long time if, you know, if the struggle, the worse the struggle is. Like, I mean, I suppose people who've had insomnia for years, I mean, it must be so ingrained into their brains that it must be very hard to, you know, I suppose it's probably harder for them to leave it, maybe, you know.
Yeah, totally. I think generally speaking, I think there's some truth there, but you also have it also depends on timing. You can have someone who's had insomnia for like years and years and years, but they're just at the right kind of, or they're receptive to something new. And when they learn something new, it actually fades pretty soon for them too. So it's hard to predict, but you're right. Of course, if those ideas are really entrenched, it often takes a little more time. Absolutely. But yeah, I'm so glad that, you know, you did so well, and also you can see how this can help in other areas of life, etc. So I'll just say thanks so much for coming on, Derek. It's a real pleasure, and this will help the community so much.
Oh yeah, it's been a pleasure. Lovely meeting you.
Be well and be in touch, okay?
All right. Thanks, Daniel. Take care.